City councilors close in on redistricting plan and man beaten over $16 debt.
Now, with a look at the headlines, here's Jack Nixon on K-Grate 104.
North Valley Drive will be illuminated soon. City councilors approved adding streetlights on Valley at three intersections to increase nighttime visibility. Councilors also selected Plan F of their redistricting choices. It keeps the downtown unified, and that was a concern of current downtown councilman Miguel Silva.
So for me, to split up the historic districts, it seems that we're violating our charter. And I say violating our charter, and I hear what Mayor Pro Tem is saying, that it would be a good thing to have two representatives in the downtown area. And yet, and speaking to many of my constituents, many of them would like to remain in District 1.
Redistricting committee member Bill McCamley backs Silva up.
Let me just state quite clearly that there are very, very specific reasons to consider incumbency in this process. Mayor Pro Tem Thomas pointed out these are democratically elected representatives, and to remove folks based on an administrative process can create some issues in terms of discussion.
A plan must be in place by July 5th to provide enough lead time for the November election. 28-year-old Ryland Ray Skeets and 54-year-old Jose Antonio Montoya have been arrested and charged with kidnapping, robbery, and aggravated battery causing great bodily harm. They're accused of stomping a man who owed them $16. The victim, who appeared to have shoe prints on his face, suffered a fractured skull and had to be airlifted to University Medical Center in El Paso. The pair is in jail on $100,000 bond. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has set aside about 520 acres in southern New Mexico and West Texas as a critical habitat for three endangered snails and a freshwater shrimp. Listing of their habitat will be published in the Federal Register. A total of 76 acres in the Bitter Lake National Wildlife Refuge near Roswell are included. Here's Robin with a look at the markets.
U.S. stocks fell on concern yesterday that the global economic recovery may be slowing, and every industry in the S&P 500 closed lower, with oil prices declining below $100 a barrel. There were no economic reports released yesterday, and bond prices into the day mixed. The Dow was down 61 points and closed at 12,089, and the Nasdaq was down 30 points and closed at 2,702. In our stocks of local interest, Home Depot closed down 34 cents a share. McDonald's was up 16 cents. Lowe's was down for the day 53 cents. Honeywell was up 20 cents. And Walgreens was down for the day 21 cents a share. The 30-year Treasury yield closed at 4.27%. And the 10-year Treasury yield closed at 3% even. This has been a brief look at Monday's market results prior to Tuesday's market open. And for help with your personal financial needs, you can reach me at 522-4274. Member SIPC.
Aggie assistant basketball coach Mick Durham is now the head men's coach at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He was on Marvin Menzies' staff for the past 2 years. Don Diego's next. I'm Jack Nixon. Now, you're up to date with K-Grate. Mayor responds to veterans' requests, and we remember a colleague.
Now, with a look at the headlines, here's Jack Nixon on K-Grate 104.
Three veterans repeated the request that the city create a veterans clinic on city property slated to be turned into housing. Mayor Ken Miyagashima invited the veterans to tour the building that is scheduled to be torn down so they could see the conditions for themselves.
Just to let you see it, because you've heard a lot of things about it, how it's going to take $750,000 just to remove the asbestos. How about if we arrange some type of a tour so you can at least look at it and see what it looks like and see how difficult it would be and how old it is. And it's just, why not get a new place, a brand new hospital? And
31-year-old Jeremiah D. Salmon is a confident guy. He's accused of burglarizing a home in the nude. Salmon was arrested trying to hide on the side of the apartment he allegedly had robbed. Elas Cruson returned home to find Salmon inside and then offered him a pair of boxer shorts while they waited for the police to arrive. Salmon fled but was found with two digital cameras and wearing the boxers. He went to jail. Bond set at $10,000. The city will place medians on El Paseo to make it safer for motorists. Public Works Director Mike Johnson explains the approach.
That the medians we will be installing will limit the ability to turn left either into driveways near these signalized intersections or out of driveways near these signalized intersections.
The city expects to use a grant from the State Department of Transportation to pay for 75% of the project. KRWG News reporter Charles Comer has died. Comer was 47 years old and was also serving as the interim director of community education at the Doñana Community College.
He attended Zia Middle School, Las Cruces High, and got his college degree at New Mexico State University. Radio of Las Cruces extends our condolences to Charles' family and friends and offers our sympathy for their loss. I'm Jack Nixon reporting.